Good morning, we're continuing with Hayodam Klal Samaches, and we've been learning Simon Vav, which deals with the halacha of Zizim Makdim and the Mitzvahs. So I want to clarify in this today's shir, different lashonos that Chazal have in regards to the concept of doing Mitzvahs with alacrity. So the first one is we have Zizim Makdim and the Mitzvahs. We already saw before Eimavir and Alamitzvahs, which means that a Mitzvah presents itself, you can't ignore it. Which is, seems to be something similar to the concept of you should do the mitzvah as soon as it applies. We pointed out that the concept of the mitzvahs applies not only when the mitzvah presents itself physically, but the more uses it in regards to the terms of a time concept, which needs to be clarified. We also found in that first simon that we learned a concept of shehuyei mitzvah loy mashina, and we don't push a mitzvah off. And the more says that in the context of an opportunity to do Yibum, the mitzvah to do Yibum is with the oldest brother. If the oldest brother is not present, we don't wait for the oldest brother to come, and we let one of the younger brothers do the mitzvah. Keshehuye mitzvah le'mashina. We don't make a mitzvah wait. We also have a concept of the mitzvah bo le'yotcha al tach mitzano. When a mitzvah opportunity presents itself, you shouldn't be machmet, you shouldn't let it grow stale. You shouldn't let it arise, literally, but it means you shouldn't ignore it. You should take care of it right away, which the Chayotim saw that as a source for the concept of Eim Avir and Alamitzvahs, because they'll use that as a separate concept as well. So the Kiddush of Zvizim Makdim and Alamitzvahs, it's opposed to Eim Avir and Alamitzvahs. Eim Avir and Alamitzvahs means the mitzvah has presented itself. So in a scenario where it presents itself in physical presentation in place, it's here. I'm actually in front of the mitzvah. So I can't leave this mitzvah to go to somewhere else. So I have the tefillin in front of me, so I can't be maver on the tefillin to go to put on the talis instead. And we discussed before what's called it's presenting itself. How close do you have to be? Is it in the same room? Is enough to say that it's called presenting itself? And how available does it have to be, if it's in its inside of its bag or not. But the point is, the mitzvah is actually presenting itself, and therefore a person cannot be ma'avir ala mitzvah. The mitzvah is actually there. The mitzvah presents itself in a time option. So the more talks about, should we say, ma'avir ala mitzvahs, to put Purim in the second order as opposed to the first order. So we come to Yudalit Adar, Aleph, and here we are. We have a mitzvah opportunity. The Zvizim Makdim and the Mitzvah tells me even before the mitzvah comes. So the mitzvah of Mila, one does not do Mila before Nisachama. But Zvizim Makdim and the Mitzvah would tell me that we would get up before Nisachama and make ourselves ready in order that when the Nisachama comes, we're ready to do the mitzvah. So Zvizim Makdim and his Mechayev was even prior to the Zman of the Mitzvah to be Makdim, as it were, to be get ready prior to the Mitzvah. So that's what that presents. Mitzvah Bala Yotcha Al Tach Miseno, clearly talking about the Mitzvah is ready Bala Yotcha. So once the Mitzvah has presented itself, a person should make sure that they don't make it wait. So not being Marah the Mitzvah, I'm staying there with the Mitzvah. It wasn't makdim to the mitzvah, but the mitzvah is already here, and obviously I shouldn't make it wait. Now that the Chayotim sees that as being the source for Eim Avir Ala Mitzvahs, but even the person is not going to be Ma'avir Ala Mitzvah, he's just going to stay there with the mitzvah just to not do it, and that would be a form of being Ma'avir Ala Mitzvah in a certain sense. The mitzvah opportunity is here, and you're ignoring it. That's inappropriate. Shuyei mitzvah loy mashinan seems to be presented in the Chayyarab understands it in the concern of that if we don't do the mitzvah right away, something might happen. We might lose the opportunity. The reason why we're Zoras and Makdim the mitzvahs is not because we're worried about the loss of the opportunity. Obviously, that's a concern. But even if we would feel guaranteed that that's not going to happen, we still have the concern, we still have the idea that something which we're excited about, we want to do right away, we don't push off. So there's a heder. There's a present of the mitzvah being done immediately, being mocked and trying to do it as early as possible, as opposed to a scenario where Chazal are saying we are concerned,
that the mitzvah will get pushed off. Over there, the second brother doesn't really have the mitzvah. The oldest brother has the mitzvah. The oldest brother's not here, so we're not. There's nobody to be makdim to the mitzvah. It's not mitzvah bala yotcha, it's not because it's not bala yotcha. Because we're worried about the mitzvah yibum not being done. The mitzvah itself is waiting. It's not, I mean, it's not the individual, because there's only individual which we can point to and say he's waiting. The oldest brother is not here, and the younger brother is not, doesn't have the real responsibility of it. But we don't want the mitzvah to wait. So that's focusing from the direction of the mitzvah, not of the individual. So these are some approaches to understand the different concepts of shehiyah mitzvah l'mashinon, mitzvah l'batayach ha'tach mitzvah, immigrant mitzvahs, and zrizim mitim mitzvahs. There are other approaches as well. That's the approach we're going to work with. We want to clarify, we touched on a little bit the conflict between zrizim mitim and the element of heder mitzvah rebam hadras melech. And we spoke about the idea of a zrizim mitim versus other types of heder. And maybe we need to clarify one or two more points about that, and then we will go on to the next simon. Meanwhile, have a good day.